Let's rank my favorite sports brands. These brands will have some kind of influence in clothing when it comes to team or individual sports. I'm not going to be taking gym and fitness brands such as Gymshark, which I do enjoy to wear, but they don't have much influence in professional sports as of right now. With that being said, I do have a few honorable mentions before I get to my favorite top seven. First off, Under Armour. They have paired with Steph Curry and The Rock, so some pretty good names. I remember getting a Under Armour hoodie for Christmas many years ago, and I loved it. I still have it today. It's really good quality stuff, but I just don't see myself wearing a lot of Under Armour apparel. I find kind of they try too hard these days. My next one, it's Reebok. Founded in 1895. I'm pretty sure it's the oldest brand on this entire podcast episode. They were the official shoe provider in the 1924 Olympics. So pre-Nike, Adidas, these guys were the primary athletic brand in the world. I do like the look of their old school stuff. They are still around, but it's not quite the same as the classic Union Jack white shoes. That to me is kind of symbolizes the pinnacle of what Reebok brought to the table. Next up is Champion. Now, I didn't know this. It was actually the official brand that was on the American Dream Team in basketball at the Olympics. I did not know that. I didn't actually take a close look at those fits that the Dream Team was wearing, but lo and behold, it was Champion. I like Champion. They are a robust brand. I still like wearing it today. Bit of on the cheaper side, but that's okay. You get what you pay for. I do enjoy actually their boxer briefs much better than a lot of more expensive brands. And they kind of have that retro look when it comes to t-shirts and whatnot. So they could have made the top seven, but they were just left out. Another honorable mention is Puma. They are German, and I didn't know that they're actually a big supplier in F1 and in NASCAR actually too. So they are supplying any kind of equipment from fire suits to gloves and shoes. They also connected and collaborated with celebrities like Rihanna in The Weeknd and Selena Gomez. So maybe that's why maybe I don't connect to Puma. They would probably be last on the honorable mention list that I just provided, but I do have a backpack that I use every day that is Puma, and I love it. Now on to the top seven. Starting at seven, it's Kappa. Originated in 1916 as a sock and underwear company, the logo is in fact a man and a woman sitting back to back. The image was apparently based on a photo taken from a swimwear brand. And another cool fact was that it was the first official sponsor of Juventus FC. I don't wear a lot of Kappa these days, but back in the day, late 90s and early 2000s, it was the brand when it came to when you wanted to link up athletics and fashion. Everybody had the Kappa pants and the Kappa jacket, and I still have it tucked away somewhere, and I'm waiting to bring it out one day. I'll be on top of fashion once again. That number six, it's the Adora. The word comes from the Greek phrase sharing gifts and donors. But it is in fact an Italian brand. It originally intended to produce mountain climbing boots, but ended up having quite the influence in the world of football, soccer. It's teamed up with legends such as Bjorn Borg in tennis, and George Weah was a big collaboration in football for Diadora. Again, a pretty classic brand, an iconic logo. If you have ever played soccer, you know of Diadora. But much like Kappa, not wearing it much at this time. Umbro. Umbro is a brand I hope makes a comeback. I think they already kind of have, because it has obviously that retro feel to it, and we know that retro clothing is definitely back in. But it was founded in 1924 in a back room of a pub in England, which made me like this brand even more. It is iconic in England, and it was the brand that England wore on their jerseys when they won the 1966 World Cup. So that is, I guess, forever linked, obviously, in their shirts and in people's memories. I'd say they hit their peak in the 90s, but they're still banging today. As I said earlier, the retro squared boxy shorts, I have about 5 pairs of those, so I'm good to go whenever that hits mainstream once again. At number 4, it's Adidas. Founded in 1924 in Germany, they own a stake in Bayern Munich, and they've had some big collabs with Leo Messi and David Beckham. So obviously, I would say with Nike and Adidas, 1 and 2, when it comes to brand recognition, everybody owns something Adidas and something Nike in their closet. If you don't, then I don't know how you did it. But again, very popular brand. Not a top 3 for me when it comes to wearing, although I do have a ton of Adidas. I just found a pair of retro tearaway Adidas in my closet, which I'm pumped to wear again. They make great shoes. And yeah, just overall a pretty good brand that is quite diverse and pretty much covers everything from head to toe. At number 3, it's the Jordan brand. So it was introduced officially in 1997 by Michael Jordan, but Nike has been making Jordan apparel way back since. The first Air Jordan 1s were only estimated to sell about 100,000 pairs, ended up selling 4 million. The jagged teeth were inspired by a World War II fighter plane. Jordan brand, very cool, very hip. We see it in a lot of jerseys. Today, we're going to be seeing it a lot more, I think, because of Bill Belichick's takeover at UNC. We'll be seeing a lot more of that logo on that jersey because it's obviously the main sponsor at UNC. Slick logo, first of all, an awesome logo. But they always find a way to be fashionable and cool at the same time. At number 2, it's Starter. This is my favorite retro brand. Starter had its hands in everything, starting in the 70s, NFL, MLB, NBA. They had those sweet satin jackets that are hard to find today. And if you do, you're rich because they're really cool and they're very expensive. They've had a lot of hip-hop influence in the past, but when it comes to retro brands, their innovative way of expressing, for athletes to express themselves on the sidelines, or for the fans, obviously, one of their most popular sets were what NFL coaches used to wear on the sidelines with the crazy puffy jackets. Just a really cool way of showcasing fashion and sports intertwined, and I think it's going to make a big comeback with the very, let's say, exotic and popping, now let's even say experimental fashion when it came to what Starter was doing in the 90s. At number 1, it's Nike. It's just the coolest brand. It originates from the Greek goddess of victory, which makes it even better. The symbol is based on the wing of this goddess. The Just Do It motto of Nike originated from a convicted killer who was about to be executed, and his last words were, "Let's do this." And I guess somewhere along the lines that inspired somebody at Nike to paraphrase that into "Just Do It," something that we see today on a lot of their apparel. But when I'm looking to suit up, Nike is my go-to brand. I link it with Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan the most, although I do know that both have linked away from Nike itself. When I think of Nike, I think of Tiger Woods winning on Sundays in red. I think of Michael Jordan's shoes when winning NBA championships. I also think of other things such as the NHL in the late 90s, of how Nike impacted that league in a very cool way that unfortunately we don't see in the NHL again. Also, I still think that the Nike golf ball and the Nike club still look best in the bag. And despite maybe not being the best performing equipment you can get, it's still in my bag just because it looks the best. And I probably know that I'm at that level in golf where brands really won't make a difference, so it might as well look good. But anyways, those were my favorite sports brands of all time.